He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Monday morning, November the 16th edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson from San Diego, California, where we are live. Well, we thought maybe the market would open up on the downside with what occurred on Friday in Paris, but instead we're up a little bit right now. The Dow is up 29 points. Yeah, it's vacillating back and forth. Right now it's up 18 points, 17,263 on the Dow. The S&P 500 is up about 4 points. The S&P 500 is at 2,027. The NASDAQ is about flat right now. It's up a half a point. The NASDAQ is at 4,929. Crude oil, which took another spill last week, is now down at the bottom of its trading range. And I wrote in my newsletter over the weekend that it looks like it's setting up to test that bottom, which was at about $39 per barrel. Right now, oil is at $40.54 per barrel, as we have a lot of inventory. There's a lot of barrels of oil sitting around right now that need to be used up before we can start drilling for more. Gold, meanwhile, which some expected would get a big bounce here today after the Paris attacks, gold instead is up just 0.3%. Gold continues to fight a strong dollar, and that's a battle that gold just is not going to win until the dollar starts to weaken at some point in time. The euro is at 1.07. The euro's been under some pressure recently. Will this throw Europe into a recession? Will you be traveling to Paris anytime soon? And lastly, the 10-year yield at 2.26. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. Well, the travel stocks are down today. The defense stocks are up. Another terrorist attack, this time in Paris, got the market on edge. And, of course, we were expecting the market to be down today, but so far it's been a pleasant surprise so far, seeing the market on the upside. You know, we've had a little pullback here recently in the market, and that's presented some opportunities. I like to buy best stocks now when they pull back, so maybe we'll find some here in this coming week. So stay tuned to the stocks that I feature on my show this week. Recession in Japan. That's not good. You know, Japan has had like 20 years now of nothing in their markets, and their economy has been growing at a very slow rate. They have a population demographic issue in Japan. And now they have, for the second straight quarter, negative growth, negative economic growth, which is the definition of a recession. We have Investor Day at Hasbro. Well, I own Hasbro. I hope it goes well. The stock's up 40% over the last 12 months. They still play second fiddle to Mattel. But maybe with those Star Wars action figures, I hope there's a few in my stocking for Christmas. Maybe those Star Wars action figures will help Mattel do a little catch-up. A little catch-up with, or Hasbro catch-up with Mattel. Meanwhile, France airstrikes continue in Syria. Why don't we just take them out like cockroaches? I don't understand that, why we just toy around with these guys. Starwood is being bought out by Marriott. You know, here's an interesting one. Usually, when a buyout happens, the company being bought out is being bought out for a premium. Marriott scoops in and buys Starwood for $5 below where they closed on Friday. A discount. I own the acquirer, Marriott, who I think made a pretty good deal here, even though Marriott's down a little bit here today. The travel stocks are down to begin with on the terrorist attacks. But them scooping up Starwood Properties, Marriott is a $19 billion company. Starwood is a $12 billion company. Tell you what, this is going to become one of the biggest hotel, motel, resort companies in the world now. Starwood owns 588 hotels, and Marriott owns 4,175. So they'll add this to their portfolio and become even a bigger company. Dillard's misses earnings by a penny. It has not been a couple of good weeks for the retail stocks, especially the big anchor tenant stocks, the mall-based stocks. That was the subject of my newsletter over the weekend. With the holiday season now upon us, is the mall dead? And you could also ask yourself, is the market dead? We didn't have a very good week. For the most part last week, the market was down about 4%. And of course, it is negative on the year. But at this time of year, we look ahead. And that's what we'll be doing today. We'll be looking ahead in the market to 2016, 2017. It's all about earnings. And we take a look at the beginning of the week at the big picture of the market, which we'll be doing today. Ballast Point is a local craft beer company. In fact, I pass Ballast Point every day on my way home from work. Ballast Point has done pretty good with their craft beers, and they were going to go public. The symbol was going to be pint. Instead, Constellation Brands, another stock that we own at Gunderson Capital Management, a premier growth stock, by the way, swoops in and buys Ballast Point for $1 billion. You know, I got to believe it was just some local San Diegans that had an idea. Said, you know, we're all a bunch of fishermen here in San Diego. Let's start a little beer brewery company. And they named their beers after fish. Sculpin, Yellowtail, I don't know what else, Barracuda, Wahoo, things like this. And now they've got a $1 billion company being bought out. In fact, there's in Little Italy here in San Diego, there's a Ballast Point restaurant. Now, I go for the beer-battered fish tacos. Other people go for the beer. Okay, what else do we have? MasterCard sees a bright future in China. You know, I like Visa, and I like MasterCard. I sold MasterCard during the sell-off in the market about 6, 7, 8 weeks ago, but I'm looking to get it back. I really am a believer in MasterCard over the next several years. Well, is the mall dead? It was a bruising week last week for many of America's best-known retail companies, many of them mall-based stocks. Macy's got hit. Dillard's getting hit today. Nordstrom's, JWN, got taken to the cleaners on Friday. Meanwhile, Amazon hits new highs. It seems like there's a real trend there. And don't forget, the market did some fretting last week, quite a bit of fretting, over the December Fed meeting. And I got to believe that that's why the market is up today instead of down after the Paris attacks on Friday. You know what investors are saying to themselves? With Japan in recession and Europe now with this terrorist attack, how in the world can the Fed go ahead and raise interest rates in December? That's what I'm thinking. And I think that's what the market is thinking too. I still continue to think that we're paying much too attention to a quarter-point interest rate hike. That's part of the equation, yes, in market valuations. But the elephant in the room, as it relates to valuation, are earnings. It's all about earnings. And today, we're going to go through the big picture of the market. We know that earnings have been going up since 2009 until this year we hit a hiccup. Yep, right? The hiccup means that the market has leveled off for now. And earnings have leveled off for 2015, and they might even be down a little bit from last year. The markets follow earnings. So now it's all about where are earnings going to be next year? Remember, earnings, the market trades on expectations. So where are the expectations at? right now for this coming year and for the following year. And the market's going to start taking its cue from those earnings expectations, which we'll get to here in a bit. It's Big Picture Monday here at Gunderson Capital Management on the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll take a look at prospects for the market going forward. Can this 6.5-year-old bull market, it'll turn 7 in March of next year, can it continue? This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The Best Stocks Now app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the Best Stocks Now app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
As world events test the nerves of the everyday investor, are you confident that your money manager will know what to do? Will he or she calmly pick up the phone and explain the way to prosper in times of turmoil? Or will they even pick up the phone at all? This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management. It's nice to know that Bill is at the helm, steering around financial storms and maybe even profiting during a downturn. If you're constantly hearing the words, stay the course or asset allocation from your financial advisor, perhaps it's time to get in touch with Bill. The folks at Gunderson Capital Management will actually pick up the phone and speak with you personally. Bill will look at your current positions and rechart a course that just may keep you from going over the falls alongside your rookie tour guide. This is not the time to hitch your wagon to some junior planner who doesn't even know your name. There is almost always an answer. Search Bill Gunderson on the web or give him a call at 855-611-BEST.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We talked about the bashing here in the newsletter over the weekend that the retail stocks took last week. Macy's, boy, that is a broken five-year chart big time. In fact, it broke quite some time ago. I sold it earlier in the year when that five-year chart began to break. Nordstrom's has been breaking down, and it had a big breakdown on Friday. I can remember when Aeropostale was the hot stock amongst the teenagers. Now it's a 72-cent stock. JCPenney's got hit last week. We got Dillard's getting hit today. And pretty much all retailers were guilty by association. Even the good ones got hit. TJ Maxx, Ross Stores, we'll see if they can recover. It even spread out the tentacles of the retail stock sell-off into Nike and Under Armour, a couple of outstanding growth stocks that got caught up a little bit in the carnage last week. So we'll see what happens. And meanwhile, Amazon continues to hit new highs as more and more people stay at home in their bunny slippers instead of fighting the traffic at the local mall. Well, the markets were down about 4% last week. Pretty big hit. Worst hit we've had in a while. That's the bad news. The good news is that this quarter, which is now winding down to an end, this quarter of earnings or this earnings season is winding down. 463 of the 500 S&P 500 companies have now reported their earnings. 74% beat expectations. I think companies have a way of sandbagging those analysts a little bit and, talking down their earnings so they can come in and beat. But that's good. I mean, we were expecting a quarter that was 5% lower than this same quarter last year. Instead, we get a quarter that's only going to be about 1.8% lower than last year. So as a whole, not only did 74% of the companies beat earnings estimates, but obviously the quarter came in much better than expected. That's the good news in the market. Now, here's the key. As we look to earnings over the last several years, we know this. Earnings were growing up until about 2007 when they leveled off. And then they started to go downhill. And the market started to go downhill. And, of course, it culminated in 2009. When earnings went all the way from $83, that was the high in 2006, clear down to $59.95. Markets, indexes, stocks follow earnings. And when these earnings fell like that rapidly, the stock market fell rapidly. We saw a 53% hit to the market. Even Warren Buffett was down like 58%, I believe, from peak to trough during that period of time. And then the final washout came in 2009 when earnings bottomed at $59.95 for the S&P 500, and along came the Fed. And the Fed started doing their thing. Quantitative easing 1, quantitative easing 2, quantitative easing 3. Loose money. And earnings started to climb their way back. In 2010, they climbed all the way back to $83 per share. That's where they were before the big earnings recession hit. And they've been climbing ever since. In 2010, earnings were $83.78. In 2011, they climbed again to $95.47. In 2012, they climbed again to $102.99, record earnings for the S&P 500. And then they climbed again in 2013, and they climbed again last year to $117.19. Earnings have now doubled since we troughed back in 2009. And what happened this year, 2015, a couple of big unknowns sideswiped the market. One was oil prices plunging. There's a lot of oil stocks in the S&P 500, about 10%. Of the S&P is made up of energy-related stocks. I calculate that that took about $7 or $8 in earnings out of the S&P 500. we also had a very strong dollar, because now the quantitative easing has shifted overseas to the European continent, making for a soft euro and a strong U.S. dollar. And a strong U.S. dollar makes our goods more expensive on the world stage, not as competitive. And that's hurt companies like Caterpillar and Cummins Engines and other companies that are exporters of goods, selling to countries around the world and then bringing back the sales of those goods from the foreign currencies back to the U.S. currency and losing a lot of money in the process. And so earnings have leveled off this year. What did we make last year? $117.19. Well, we still have 6 weeks to go for this fourth quarter of 2015, and then we'll finish off the year. But right now, it looks like earnings are going to be about even with where they were last year. And guess what? The market is about even. The S&P 500 for the year is down about 1.7%, not counting today. Earnings are down about 1.7%. Isn't that interesting, that correlation? The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 3.2% so far this year. Earnings are down also. But it could be a lot worse. The U.S. is the cleanest shirt in the laundry. As we look around the world, emerging markets are down 15.8%. Brazil is down 36%. Latin America as a whole is down 27%. Canada down 22%. China down 11%. Oil down another 24% this year after the bashing that it took last year. So earnings have leveled off here in 2015, and the market has leveled off. Let's just use a little bit of common sense. What are earnings going to do next year and the year after that? Because that is going to dictate what the market is going to do. A little bit later in the show, I'll get down to my bottom line earnings estimates for next year and the year after that. And that, I believe, will set the course for the market over the next several months here. We're starting to look ahead now to the next year, to 2016 and 2017. Meanwhile, the S&P 500 is meandering. I think it wants to see a little bit of proof that earnings are going to resume their upwards growth track next year. And we're meandering between about 1900 and 2100. We're in about a 200-point range right now. And right now, we're kind of range bound, aren't we? We're seeing the market still in a sideways trend. We have support down around 1870. We've tested that a couple of times. It's held. And now we're just kind of meandering. We need to start looking ahead to next year. When we come back from break, we'll start doing that. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement
with a supercomputer, mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The Best Stocks Now app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Sapperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the Best Stocks Now app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to, and the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son, and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out, and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
Here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, we expected a big sell-off in the market. Instead, we're getting a rally in the market here. That wasn't expected, but I think if you look at it, I think people are saying now, investors are saying, you know, the Fed, this Fed decision seems to drive the markets more than anything. Forget about earnings. Forget about all this. It's all about Janet Yellen at her Fed and a quarter point rate hike. It shouldn't be that way, but it is. And now I think they're saying, well, how can they raise rates at the December meeting now with problems in Europe? This can't help Europe's economy. What's this do to their travel business? What's this do to their tourism? You're going to be visiting the Eiffel Tower anytime soon? This is going to hurt. The travel stocks are down today, showing that there's a little bit of worry. What will it do to the European economy? Japan is now in recession. How can the U.S. possibly raise interest rates in December? And that's why I think you're seeing this rally in the market here. Meanwhile, we have a few deals taking place, which I mentioned. We have Constellation Brands buying Ballast Point, a local craft brewery, for $1 billion. Before they go IPO, they're going to buy them out. And Marriott is buying Starwood Hotels at a discount, a big discount to where it closed on Friday. Why did the market level off this year? That was the subject of the second quarter of the show. It's because earnings leveled off. It's as simple as that. Now, are earnings going to level off? Are they going to stay at this level next year? Are they going to recede? Or are they going to grow next year? Because this holds the key to the market. Let's next take a look at the asset classes that we have to choose from. There's stocks. There's bonds. There's precious metals. There's cash. There's real estate. And there's inverse markets, which I call an asset class. Why not? We have those available to us. Now, for the last 6.5 years, the U.S. stock market has been king of the hill for the most part. It has been the best asset class. And as we look this year, it's still the best asset class, even though it hasn't gone much of anywhere. On a relative basis, you've been better off being in the U.S. markets than in the international or emerging markets. And the U.S. markets right now are kind of in a wait-and-see mode, wanting to see a little bit of a clue into next year, taking their cue from earnings. Meanwhile, the emerging markets continue to sink. I have no exposure there. The bond market had a little bit of a rally last week on some of the retail fears and fear of the Fed, but it's starting to settle back down again today. I just don't like the bond market. And as I look at my app, oh, let's not forget gold, which is testing its low. I showed a chart of gold over the weekend in my newsletter, which you can get at GundersonCapital.com. Gold is testing its old low back in August. And it just does not look good to me. It's hard for gold to fight a strong U.S. dollar, which I also showed a chart of, the strong U.S. dollar. Very important. So as I look at the asset classes around the world today, and as I look at my own asset allocation, how much of my portfolios do I want to have in bonds? How much do I want to have in stocks? And of those stocks, how much do I want overseas? How much of my assets do I want to have in precious metals? And how much of my assets do I want to have in cash? Well, I continue to focus 100% in two asset classes. The first being U.S. stocks. 10 out of 10, I have, 34 different asset classes. They're broken up because there's a lot of different categories of U.S. stocks. There's small caps, mid caps, large caps, and of course you have emerging markets, you have international developed markets, etc. 10 out of 10 of the top asset classes continue to come from the U.S. 9 out of 10 are stock related. I still believe that U.S. stocks offer the best opportunity for growth investors heading into 2016. And I've been saying that now for over 6 years. And I continue to say it, and I'll tell you why here in a bit. But as we look at the relative performance of the various asset classes, it's very clear that U.S. stocks continue to be the best asset class. I have zero exposure to the bond market. I have about 27% in cash. The other 73% is invested in U.S. stocks. I have no exposure to precious metals. I know they're an inflation hedge. We don't have any inflation. I know they're a currency hedge. We have a very strong dollar right now. I know that you're supposed to have, I want to be in the best asset classes now, and I just do not consider precious metals to fit that category. Will there be a time down the road when they are? a best asset class again? Probably, more than likely, but now's not the time, and it hasn't been the time for the last 3.5 years. The asset classes that I want to continue to avoid are precious metals, emerging markets, being inverse the market, which I dabbled with a little bit during the correction, and I don't want to be in the bond market. Maybe you're different. Maybe your advisor's different. That's what we're doing at Gunderson Capital Management. And as I look at the sectors in the market of U.S. stocks, you know, this has been kind of a large cap year. It's been a very difficult year for the aggressive growth side of things, the small caps and the mid caps. It's been a large cap market. It's been just a few stocks giving most of the performance that we have had in the market. It's been Amazon. It's been Google. It's been Facebook. You know, it's been a very narrow market. As you branch out from those big stocks like that, the performance has been pretty snotty in 2015. And as I look at the sectors of the market, which is also very important to be in the right sectors of the market, they've kind of bounced around this year. We haven't had any real leadership that has stayed in place for any period of time. The biotech index has had a tough year. It's still one of the best indexes, one of the best sectors in the market, however. Why? Because that's where a lot of the growth is coming from. That's where a lot of the mergers and acquisitions are coming from. And that's where a lot of the innovation is coming from. The technology sector's had a pretty good year, especially the internet sector. If you want to narrow down the technology sector, it's the internet sector and it's the semiconductor sector that are good sectors to be in. The healthcare sector, been pretty good. Still one of the leaders. I still have a lot of exposure there, but it's come under fire recently. The healthcare sector and Hillary Clinton do not get along with each other. I can remember I was managing money back when Hillary wagged her finger at the healthcare sector many years ago. And it's been very nervous this year about Hillary Clinton. And it has, you can see, I showed a 5-year chart of the healthcare sector, and you can see how it's kind of broken here this year. But the leading sectors in the market continue to be healthcare related, pharmaceutical related, internet related, semiconductor related. And I think that the consumer stocks, the right ones, not the Macy's, not the JCPenney's, not the Sears of the world, but the right ones, the good ones, the Home Depot's, the Lowe's, the TJ Maxx's of the world, they still look okay to me going forward. So that's my current asset allocation. You know, that's probably one of the most highly debated subjects in the market is asset allocation. There's a school of thought that you should always have exposure to the stock market and you should always have exposure to the bond market. And it's just a matter of the percentages, the mix. My school of thought is different. I rank the asset classes just like I rank the stocks and the sectors. And given the current economic environment, the world that we live in today, we live in a low interest rate environment that's subject to change going forward. My investing looks out over the next 5 years. And over the next 5 years, it's hard for me to imagine interest rates going down from here and providing investors with capital appreciation. And it's hard for me to imagine at this point in time the emerging markets being the place to be. You could say, well, they're cheap. That's the contrarian play. Yes, but markets follow earnings. And if earnings are dropping in countries all around the world, Japan, Europe, etc., I don't want to invest in them. I want to wait until earnings bottom out and start to rise again. Where's the only place where earnings are still going up? Right here in the U.S. of A. And that's why I currently have an asset allocation of 75% U.S. stocks, 25% cash. And I'm looking to put that 25% cash to work. I'm very methodical. I've already started to look through my database here today to pick up some new stocks. I buy them with the 5-year time horizon. Hopefully, companies can stay on course and someday realize those five-year target prices that we set.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNow app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Sapperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNow app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
As world events test the nerves of the everyday investor, are you confident that your money manager will know what to do? Will he or she calmly pick up the phone and explain the way to prosper in times of turmoil? Or will they even pick up the phone at all? This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management. It's nice to know that Bill is at the helm, steering around financial storms and maybe even profiting during a downturn. If you're constantly hearing the words stay the course or asset allocation from your financial advisor, perhaps it's time to get in touch with Bill. The folks at Gunderson Capital Management will actually pick up the phone and speak with you personally. Bill will look at your current positions and rechart a course that just may keep you from going over the falls alongside your rookie tour guide. This is not the time to hitch your wagon to some junior planner who doesn't even know your name. There is almost always an answer. Search Bill Gunderson on the web or give him a call at 855-611-BEST.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Docs Now Radio. Well, we're going to get right down to the bottom line now, Bill. You said that earnings have been growing since 2009, and they leveled off this year, and of course the market leveled off. Well, it just seems to make too much sense and to be too obvious that isn't it all about earnings in the coming year and the year after that? It absolutely is. So let's take a look at where the expectations are for next year and the following year. As I mentioned earlier, earnings season is almost over now. We won't start up again until about the second week of January, when we'll start getting the fourth quarter, the year-end earnings, and a big look into 2016. But right now we have a pretty good look into 2016. 463 of the 500 S&P 500 companies have now reported earnings. 74% have beat their earnings estimate. And as I said earlier, this quarter was supposed to be 5% lower than last year. Instead, it's only going to be about 1.8% lower. The economic reports continue to come in fairly strong. If they weren't strong, the Fed would not be talking about raising interest rates, would they? There is no sign of a recession on the horizon, at least for now, in the U.S. economy. The economy has been expanding since 2009. And, of course, the market continues to peek over its shoulder at the Fed, wondering when those interest rate hikes will start to happen. But in the meantime, as we look ahead to 2016, when compared with this year, we're looking for about 9% growth in earnings next year, after flat growth this year. The markets trade on expectations. And you say, well, Bill, what if it doesn't make that 9%? That's very well possible. That's why we take it a day at a time, a week at a time, a month at a time, a quarter at a time. But right now, the market is going to trade on expectations. The consensus estimate right now for next year, 2016, is $128 per share for the S&P 500 in earnings. That compares with $117 this year. All things being equal, the market has 9% upside potential over the next 12 months. That's the best that I've seen it in a while. That keeps me bullish. Now, we were afraid that this quarter, companies were going to say, you know, we're going to guide lower for next year. That didn't happen. That's one of the reasons why the market didn't continue to peel over when it went through its 13% correction recently. Instead, it finally caught hold at about 1870 on the S&P 500, and now it's been working its way back ever so slowly. But now it's looking ahead to 2016, and 2016 right now looks pretty doggone good. We can't really see oil prices going much lower from here. We're at $40 per barrel. Oil companies are doing what they have to do in the way of layoffs, cutting back on capital spending, cutting back on production to get things more in line. That's how the private markets, that's how the real world works. They make adjustments when they have to along the way. The U.S. dollar more than likely is going to remain fairly strong. That for that reason, I continue to avoid companies that have a lot of exposure to overseas. In the meantime, it's going to be those sectors that I talked about, the growth sectors of the market, the healthcare, the pharmaceuticals, the biotechs, the semiconductors, the internet, etc., that should continue to lead the market. And they should do a whole lot better in 2016 than they did in 2015. Now, we're starting to get just a little tiny glimpse into 2017, just barely. That'll become clearer and more sharply into focus in coming weeks and months, especially after the fourth quarter is reported. But right now, the consensus estimate, there's a few of them out there, is about $142 in earnings for 2017, which means the S&P 500 could go as high as 2,300. Now, we don't know what we don't know. There's always surprises. This year it was the oil drop. This year it was the strong U.S. dollar. We don't know what will hit next year. But we could also have good things hit next year, too, don't forget. But right now, based on the estimates that are out there, the six-and-a-half-year bull market primary trend, I showed a six-year, a five-year chart in my newsletter over the weekend, is still intact. The six-year, 30-week-old bull market is still in place, and for now, I continue to think that U.S. stocks are the best place to be for growth investors at the current time. And I continue to not like the bond market, I continue to not like emerging markets, and I continue to not like precious metals. Is there any question as to where I stand on the market? Okay, good. Thanks. Now, we're starting in 2016, we're going to narrow down our offerings here a little bit at Gunderson Capital Management. We're going to focus on a large cap conservative growth fund, which now has been around for about 5 years. It's up 65% since its inception. We're starting a new one. We're going to consolidate the aggressive and moderate into what we're going to call a premier growth fund for people that are just a little bit more aggressive. And we're going to consolidate our ETF and mutual fund into one fund called Best Funds Now, and we'll keep our income fund. We'll have four offerings going into 2016, and we're preparing sheets, descriptions of each one of these products that we offer. In addition to this, we have our newsletter, which goes out every week to clients and subscribers. If you'd like to get a sheet on the four stock offerings that we make here, different portfolios that we run at Gunderson Capital Management, and a free sample of our newsletter, you can go to the website at GundersonCapital.com. And if you'd like to peruse the newsletter, which has a little bit of information about these portfolios, which we'll be offering in 2016, two of them will be brand new portfolios. And we're hoping that 5 years down the road, they're a lot higher than where they are today. We can make no guarantees on that. But I'm going to do my level best to find out, search out the best stocks and the best funds, the best dividend payers, the best growth stocks for those portfolios. You can contact us at 855-611-BEST. We're not asset allocators. We don't believe in being fully invested. We believe in being defensive when earnings start to fall in the market, but we're bullish right now. Or you can go to GundersonCapital.com. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based, registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.